when we first started out, we were much more of a sort of electronic dance group. So it was kind of like what we were listening to at the time, and we did a lot of electronic sort of experimenting with electronic sounds. But, you know, we, like every band, we were pretty bad at first because you're just sort of trying to figure out how to play music together and all of that. And so I think over time, we did a lot of experimenting with sort of more ambient sounds and samplers, and sort of landed on this sound accidentally, in a sense, because the bands we were listening to didn't sound anything like this at that time. And so we started to, you know, play this music that was just a little bit different than what we were doing before, but it felt most comfortable given our background. So, you know, a couple, you know, one of us was classically trained in piano, and then, you know, so I came from a sound engineering background mostly. So I think it was what fit best for us, but it wasn't really intentional. I think most bands, it's really hard to intentionally make good music, because when you sit out and say, like, oh, we heard this band, we want to write a song just like them, and try to do that, it usually just never works. Like, it's usually very difficult to, like, pull that kind of thing off. So for us, it's been a collection of accidents, one right after another. I mean, it was as simple as, like, you know, putting reverb on a piano and playing and, like, oh, that sounds pretty cool. And then that was sort of a basis for the patches we used for, like, 3 or 4 songs, and then we would go from there. So it really just came over time and kind of slowly developed into what we're playing now. But there are, since we sort of started sounding like this, we've gotten comparisons to other bands, and we, in some cases, some of us listened to those bands before, and in some cases, those comparisons helped us, like, discover bands. Our guitarist, Christina, I guess, like, you know, about a year ago, we discovered that she could really sing. So we're now doing a lot more vocals on songs, but it's still mostly instrumental. And has a sort of similar soundscape sound. And all of us really love movies. We're really into, like, movies and music videos and stuff. So from the beginning, when we sort of came together, we met a filmmaker from DC, Patrick Ryan Morris, and he wanted to sort of make a video for us. And so he made a video for us, and then from there we sort of began this relationship and decided, well, we're going to have videos live. So he now develops videos for us. He produces videos for each song, and then sort of DJs them live, sort of like a video DJ, in the sense that he, like, mixes them and blends them live, but each song has its own video. And so because the music is so soundscapey and has a lot of instrumentals, that sort of keeps it interesting live. And we're really not a rock band in the sense that we don't do a lot of the antics, like, we don't have someone, like, jumping around stage or a typical lead singer kind of character. So this, you know, the multimedia piece keeps it interesting live, and it fits with the music, given that it's so ambient, instrumental, and, you know, I think a lot of times we write songs, we think of soundtracks, like, in our head. So that's why we really try to incorporate that piece live, and it's a big part of what we do as a project.